Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to the House of
Sunshine.
Previously on the Fall of the House of Sunshine, beloved kids show host Brushy was murdered by bullets fired through a rip in space-time. Dan Kenton, the janitor, had found Panglo, a puppet, and also Flosso's long-lost twin. Dan Kent decides to get some smokes at a local convenience store. Flosso has resurrected Brushy as a mindless tooth-eating perio dummy, and also recruited scientist Dr. Jim American to create a buzzatronic bomb. Also, Elsa has been reconstructed into an avenging harlequin called the Clowninator. What is to be done by you? Listen to this, the next episode, episode 8, I'll Never Read Proust.
Dr. Brofman's office, how may I help you? You'd like to schedule your cleaning, of course. Oh, we have 8 flavors of fluoride. Yes. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to put you on hold. A vicious-looking killer clown just walked in. Okay, thanks. I think you might have the
I'm the seltzer that squirts in the darkness. I am the pie that splats in your face. Do not ask for whom the bicycle horn honks. It honks for thee.
I hope you're aware clowning is illegal. I could have you locked up.
Try and stop me.
You're the one going around destroying dental practices. Not on my watch. Eat lid. Damn! She's erecting a bulletproof mime wall! Dr. Brofman, we need you.
I feared this day would come. Luckily, I have the Drillmaster 9000.
Drop it, and I shall give you the pleasure of dying quickly.
Pass.
This is your last mummin' chance.
Let's clown!
There she stands in the waiting room. The inner sanctum of the pure and clean, or the scriptures of his holy tooth. In Highlights magazines, the scales have tipped again. A jester weaponized, fell so far, now she's back on her feet. Just a clown in a will to survive. A challenger approaches, knows well the battle long expected. Clown versus dentist is the guy's intent.
Welcome, girl, to the altar of the tooth. A holy space to clean for thee. Leave quickly or know your place. My drill finger's getting mighty itchy.
Old man, your hollow threats amuse, but prepare to truly laugh. I am the clown that stocks the tooth, so stick your drill up your
bag, yeah.
The secretary scamper, the patients scared take flight, and heaven trembles as they clash beneath fluorescent lights, yeah.
You meddling harlequin, take that!
You got a lot of nerve, Doc.
So do you, my dear. Plenty of nerves, and I'm going to extract them all.
Your holy empire is rotten to the core. But have no fear, Doc, dear, for your decay I have the cure. Your genocide of the laughing kind will be paid back, eye for eye. You're the joke now, Doc, so prepare for the punchline.
My drill, get off me!
Joke's on you, Doc, now open wide. Save your nitrous, save your Novocaine. Drink up your faith, then rinse and spit. See the blood run down the drain.
So much blood!
Hey, Pops. Give me a pack of smokes.
How do you know my name was Pops?
Huh?
Oh, it's just a...
I had a name tag, but some toughs took it and defaced it with an extra O, so it said poops. Had to toss that out.
Uh-huh. So, pack of black tar lights?
You ain't from around here, are you?
Here? Here is a woman in a red dress with legs to forget about it and Nowheresville. Used to think I was from someplace nice since I crawled out of the gutter, got a badge and a gun. But a gun don't keep you warm at night unless you shoot it and then stick it against your skin real fast. Then it burns. Burns hot. Like the lonely nights of the soul. So around here, me, from, yeah, not so much. Not since I cut this brushy case. Since then, I'm only from one place.
Cleveland?
Newark. The long, dark Newark of the soul.
Here, two packs, on the house. Sounds like you need them.
Thanks, Pops. Nicotine lung steam is the only loyalty I got left. Oh, what's that smoldering crater at the end of the strip mall?
Smoldering crater? Ain't been no smoldering crater here in near 20 years.
It's right there.
Oh, that! That was Dr. Gleam's dental spa. Seems there's been a mysterious spate of dental damage being done.
Huh. I wonder if it's related to...
Everything's related in the larger sense of it. We're all part of the great wheel. All of us. Except the Dutch. They're no good tulip-dealing cheese breathers. Holland, Netherlands... Make up your mind. You can't be called two things. Two things? Well, goodbye now.
Thanks for the smokes. Might as well take a peep at the wreckage. Damn. Completely charred. Dental x-rays scattered like so many broken promises. Sure, son. We'll play catch. I won't leave you in this bus station locker overnight. Sure those spiders won't hatch
here.
Hey, who's there?
Me. Here, under the rubble.
The rubble, of course. Hold still. Here.
I can't feel my legs.
I bet, because they're not attached. Maybe I can...
Shh. Just hear my final words. I am an alien from Trogus, beyond the stars.
Wait! Dentists are aliens?
No! Just me. I wanted to learn of these dentists. And so I did. And so I die. In a minute or so.
I long to see the sunlight on the Glorgonmons as the Bluvis squirts its surf into the sea. I'll ne'er return to the land of my origins, to the triple moons of Lulagon and V. I'll miss the gills of my mama's flutes, where my egg was hatched, and I ate my clones. I wish once more to be eating pudding cups, a Trogus favorite even far from home. Oh, home! I hear the wonders of the universe call me home. Like a blazer giving time in the northern stacks, I can feel it in my pulsing sacks. Take me home, I'll take me home. Yeah! Yeah!
With a global trace across the sky, make it feel so proud in our mind's side.
Oh, I'd give my third ring lumber just to see it one last time.
Now I die, but before I leave this world that is not mine, but has served me well, heed my words and take them to your feelings pouch. as the Crumnocks say, Gumbuxum squee so lel. It's dead.
The scaffolding will go up in Tonsil Park and...
Vlaso, are you all right?
Yes. Get to the worksite.
Are you...
Leave me!
Fine. But first, I'm going to get a sandwich at Village Pizza, and I'm putting it on your tab.
What is this pain?
It is I, who is not an eye, but a tooth.
Tooth? Get out of my head!
It is you who are out of your head.
I am done with your lies, your chattering falsehoods.
I am the Lord, your Urtooth, who led your forefathers to New Molar to be your...
I know the stories, all of it. How you all made me ashamed of what I was, forced the injections, twisted my mind into thinking I was lesser, even after all I did was try and please the Dentile masses.
Look upon the face of your brother. You've turned him into an abomination.
Teeth?
You did that! Part of your great plan. Brushy was weak. He and Braceletta were gonna leave the show to be together. I kept him going. I kept it all going. And for what?
Your father. What you did.
Enough! Enough of you! I didn't cry when Mama was sent away. I let Father inject me every day. I gave my birthright to my brother along with my name. And now that they're gone, I can finally say, well, I don't like it, and I don't want it, and I'm sick of hearing it's the displeasure of the tooth that made you born this way. I studied scripture, always prayed as hard as could be, for the power of the tooth to wipe clean the fuzz in me. Each night I cried, please, divine God, reward my faith in me. Then Daddy would stab me with this newest cure. The burning was the first leaf of my bloody swore. I didn't crack, though his remedies black in my veins. I didn't slip, though my screaming kept me awake. I didn't snap, though I heard him calling me a mistake. I did everything I could for the prophet's sake, but I didn't want it, and I didn't ask for it. And you don't know the half of it. Praying every day to what made me this way. The question I present, are the injections my protection or the invention of the infection in me? It's becoming my impression that the threat of my regression's an invention but to keep me on leash. Well, I'm sick of the lies and wasting my life disguised to spice after euthanized for the truth of what I happen to be. So damn this tooth and what we're supposed to believe. It's time to make the world in the image of me. Yeah, you won't like it, but try and fight it. You're all invited to the dawning and the fuzz and the death of the tooth.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Actually, Pangloss, the strongest each the weaker sibling.
That is a sensible policy. Ooh, you really got the fire going.
It is getting dark.
It reminds me of that fire that killed everyone I knew and loved. Remember?
Yep. You can still see it smoldering in yonder distance. Hopefully you'll be able to talk sense into your brother.
Maybe. I only met Flosso twice. They say Mama held us both together in her arms when we were first born. The two of us like two peas and Mama the pod. Then they split us up and sent Mama away like two separate peas and the pod thrown away in the trash. They kept me in a box marked box and fed me pellets through a hole cut into the top. It was fine, as puppets don't really need much. Sometimes Papa would come and tell me if I was a good boy and ate all my pellets, maybe one day I could come out. Sometimes I'd hear people talking, and if the box fell over, I could look out the hole and see. One time, I saw a boy through the hole. He was bouncing a ball, and it got away from him and hit my box. I started to shake in fear, and the boy reached out and opened the box. At first, he was startled. Then he reached out to me, and I reached out to him. Our hands touched for one electric moment. I knew it was my brother, down deep in my fur. Then suddenly, Papa came in and pulled Flosso away.
Don't touch him!
He scooped up my box with me inside and took me away and sent me to the sanitarium. And he gave up on me, on Mama, on all the puppets. There goes my puppet slime. Excuse me, I gotta go clean myself up.
Of course.
You won't believe it. I saw an alien. He had disguised himself as a dentist.
From Trogus?
Yeah, how did you...
Oh, the Tregolians have sent undercover agents for years. It's no big deal. CIA knows all about it. It's got nothing to do with Brushy, though.
He was killed via a rib.
They're harmless. They just want pudding, mostly. Long as there's pudding, the Tregolians are fine.
Oh. Well...
But now we must focus on the task at hand.
Focus? I can help you with that.
Braceletta. The girl with braces on her legs and teeth. How'd you find our campsite?
You're right on the shoulder of the highway. I parked right there, see?
You can get us back to the TV studio?
The station was destroyed. We have to go to New Molar. Flosso is planning something huge, but we have to hurry.
Oh my goodness, what's to happen? Will Flosso create the Fuzzitronic bomb? Will Dan Kent be able to stop him? What of Braceletta? Is she free of the curse of the Tooth Scary? Find out next time on The Fall of the House of Sunshine, Episode 9, Blow My Fuzz, the Puppet Said.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Give us a rating and it was Rachel. Rachel is the hot wing champ. Thanks for your review. If you did not leave us a review yet and this hotline-related information was received in error, please return to Podcast Returns, P.O. Box TACO, Jerrica Benton, Arizona, 10027. Thanks for listening and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.